Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 12:38-42. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 12, verse 38-42. Then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the law said to him, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." He answered, "A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be there 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And now something greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom. And now something greater than Solomon is here." My theme for reflection is faith without signs. Faith without signs. A little girl once asked her father for proof that he loved her. The father was surprised and so replied with a question, "What do you mean?" She replied, "Show me a sign." The father smiled and pointed to her room filled with toys he had bought her, the warm clothes she wore, and the dinner he had just made. "Haven't I already shown you?" In Matthew 12:38-42, the Pharisees and scribes come to Jesus demanding a sign. They were not seeking truth, they were looking for proof on their own terms. Despite all the miracles Jesus had already performed, the healings, the casting out of demons, even raising the dead, they still were not satisfied. "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." But Jesus refuses. "An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah." Jesus Christ knew their hearts. They were not asking in faith, but in skepticism. The irony is that the greatest sign they could ever receive was standing right in front of them, Jesus himself, the living word of God. He points them to Jonah, who spent 3 days in the belly of a fish before being restored. Likewise, Jesus would spend 3 days in the grave before rising again. The resurrection would be the ultimate sign, but even that wouldn't convince those who refused to believe. Too often we are like the Pharisees. We tell God, "If you just show me a sign, then I will trust you." But faith is not built on signs. It is built on trust in God's character. The book, Broken Futures, reminds us that faith is not the absence of doubt. It is the decision to trust even when clarity is missing. The people of Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah, and the Queen of Sheba traveled far to seek Solomon's wisdom. They responded to the little light they had. But the Pharisees who had Jesus in their midst rejected him. Their problem was not a lack of evidence. It was a lack of faith. Lent is a season of trusting God even when we don't see the full picture. It is about surrendering the need for constant reassurance and learning to rest in what God has already revealed. The cross and the empty tomb are all the signs we need. If we still demand more, perhaps the issue isn't God's silence, but our unwillingness to listen. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, have I ever placed conditions on my faith, asking God for a sign before I will trust him? Number two, how can I grow in believing God's promises even when I don't see immediate evidence? And now our practical exercise for today. Spend time reflecting on moments when God has already been faithful in your life. Write down three ways he has shown his presence and provision. Let this be your sign that he is trustworthy. Lord, forgive me for the times I've asked for proof when you have already given me all I need. Teach me to trust in your word and your promises, even when I do not see immediate signs. Help me to rest in the truth that you are always faithful. Strengthen my faith so that I may walk with confidence, knowing that Jesus is the ultimate sign of your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.